Gordon King with eSystems South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. Clearly, there was an email sent to George yesterday after I received one from him. There was a follow-up email sent to Jim Cross. Both of these emails were sent to the entire email list. And another email was sent, again, a follow-up for George. One of the fundamental points in that email was the idea that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. It is a point that I've debated with several on, except the PCA. Because, you know, the point I made is that if Chris Bitterman or Render Keynes were to engage me on that, they either have to prove that false, which I contend they can't, or what that would mean is that what their life's work has been is based on a fallacy. So they have to run from the dialogue because the cost be really high. This is something I'm very much aware of. And I would suggest it's also applicable if we change the circumstances slightly. I contend, according to the Bible, marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. And those who have turned to the state to say that's not true, if you contend with me on that, you have to prove that false, and I will suggest it can't be done. That puts you in a difficult situation. But what is love? What is love? Obviously, what George is seeing is not love. He's seeing, very simply, lies. Love, again, as I pointed out to him today, is seen in reconciliation. The Lord reconciled with his elect. We are called to reconcile with each other. Please, don't abandon that. Remember well, George is my son. Susanna, Lori Jane, Walter, and Zadok are also my kids. Dorothy Jane, you're my wife. It will be really hard to admit the fact that you indeed have been and remain my wife. And abandoning me, which you did, is wrong. I understand that's going to be really hard. But you have to remember, the man you abandoned is a foul, sinful, disgusting man, me. And the only reason I pursue reconciliation with you is not because I'm foul, sinful, and disgusting, but because of the grace of the Lord. I celebrate the grace of the Lord in my life, and I desire wholeheartedly to celebrate it with others who have that same grace. If you're not of the Lord, you won't want me. My hope is that Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman will examine the scripture and find out it's true. The Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. If they want some dialogue on this, I'm more than happy to contend with anyone on them, to search the scripture with them, do the bring-in thing. I know that'll be hard. If Jim Cross and my wife were to honestly search the scripture and not the Talmud and not the ways of this world, you will find that Dorothy, Jane, and I remain married. And you will also find, again, what I pointed out to George, the amount of effort I put into family.koslowski.org is huge. The reason is, I love my wife. I'm in love with my wife. And I don't know any other way to do this but point to the truth. What she's done is wrong. But I have so much wrong in my past too. The only option we have is two people who have seen the grace of the Lord to celebrate that grace with each other. I desire that. I'm not going to say, okay, we'll compromise in the scripture as Mr. Cross has. But look at what the Lord commands. See the tremendous love in it and seek to follow in his ways. I ask for Jim Cross, Brenda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman to do that with me. And I ask for my wife, the lady I love and adore, to drop the barrier between us, allow me to talk to my kids, talk to me, reconcile with me. I'm the one that loves you. It's not your dad. It's not the institutions you're a part of. It's your husband, me. I'm the one that loves you. Look at the volume of effort that I put out to try to reconcile with you. Dorothy Jane, I'm the one that loves you. Please. 1 Corinthians 7:11. Reconcile with your husband. I love you.